Amos chapter 13, Mishnah 8. Okay, so we've said before that if two women fall to a man for Yibum, he only has to do Yibum or Chalitz with one of them, and the other, he doesn't have to do with the others. This Mishnah is going to teach us that the same thing happens to women whose marriage is only binding on a rabbinic level, only if the original marriage was rabbinic. So, for example, Mishahaya Nasu Lishtei Yisomus Katanus. If a man was married to two orphans who were minors, the same man, and he's married to two minor orphans. That's only a rabbinical marriage, because the fact that orphans means the father passed away. The mother or the brothers, remember, the rabbis gave them the ability to marry off the minor daughters for the daughter's good. And so these were rabbinically married off. One man's married to two of them, the mace, and he dies. And then these two minor orphans fall to his brother for Yibum or Chalitza. So it says the Mishnah Biyaso Chilitzasa Shel Achas Mehem Poteres Tzarasa, that if the brother does Yibum or Chalitza with one of these two minor orphans, he'll exempt the other one. He only has to do it with one of them. V'chein Shtei Chereshos. And so too, if he does it with two, if the man was married to two female deaf mutes. Also, a female deaf mute does not have the ability, mental ability to contract. And therefore, according to Torah law, they're not married, but the rabbis gave them the ability to get married. So it's two rabbinical marriages, and if he does chalitza or yibum with one of them, then the other one he doesn't have to do anything with. Katana v'chareshis, if it's a minor orphan and a deaf mute, one man married to a minor orphan and a deaf mute, ein bias achas mem b'teres tzarasa. So now, although they are both rabbinical marriages, the deaf mute and the minor, they're not the same. We can't look at them as the same level. And the reason being that with the minor, there's an advantage that a minor has. And the advantage that she has is that, first of all, one day she will become a major and she will actually be able to contract. And the other thing is that the rabbis gave her the ability to refuse this marriage now. So there's certain advantages that the minor has. So we don't look at the marriage of the minor and the marriage of the deaf mute as being on the same level. Even though they're both rabbinic, they're not the same rabbinic. And therefore he can't just do chalitza or yibum with one of them. He's got to actually do something with both of them, like get rabbinically divorced from both of them or something like that. Pikachas v'chareshis, if a man was married to a normal woman and to a chareshis, a deaf mute, biyasa pikachas poteris es ha-chareshis. If he does chalitza or yibum with the normal woman, then obviously that's a good Torah thing, he's exempt the chareshis. But v'ain biyas chareshis poteris es ha-pikachas. But if he does yibum or chalitza with the deaf mute, that's not going to help him with the normal woman, because the normal woman, he has to do chalitza or yibum according to Torah law, and the deaf mute only according to rabbinical law. So he can't do chalitza or yibum with the deaf mute and exempt the normal woman. He's not going to help him. Gadola katana, so too if it was an adult and a minor. Biasa gadola pteris es katana, if he does yibum or chalitza with the major woman, the elder woman, so that would exempt him from doing anything with the minor. But va'ein biasa katana pteris es gadola. But if he does yibum or chalitza with a minor, that's not going to exempt the major woman, because he's got to do it according to Torah law with the major woman. So in that case over there, wherever you see what the Mishnah is saying, wherever the women are the same level, Torah law or rabbinical law, he only has to do Yibum or Chalitz with one of them. If they're different levels, then he has to do, if one's Torah and one's rabbinical, he has to do Yibum or Chalitza with the woman who's got a Torah law connection with. And if they're both rabbinical, so there's sometimes it's the same rabbinical level, like they're both minors, and he just has to do Yibum or Chalitza with one, but sometimes they're different rabbinical levels, like a minor and a deaf mute, that's where other issues come in. So, but if they're the same level, he just does with one of them. That's the message of the Mishnah.